Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 14, letter number 5012. Baruch Hashem, the seventh day of Tevis, Tavshin Yud Zayin, Brooklyn. And the Rebbe is addressing it to Rav Hagaon. This is with the titles here, Mareni Yaakov Landau. For many years, he was the head rabbi of Bnei Brak. And he's a chassid from the previous Lubavitcher Rebbe's, and he was connected very strongly to the Rebbe. And it's hard for me to decipher exactly what was going on. Maybe you can help me out, but the Rebbe says, peace and blessing. And the Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter from the fifth day of Hanukkah about the discussion and the suggestion together with that, I guess the discussion, there's a suggestion. Now, I think what was happening is there were certain communities which needed more strength, like Yiddishkeit teaching, and there was some discussion over there apparently about providing them with people, I guess, in the various different communities. Let's see what it says. So it starts off, the Rebbe says, you had several worries about this suggestion. In your letter, you mentioned several worries. And the Rebbe says, there is an additional thing that I worry about, something on top of your worries. And I don't know exactly what the suggestion was, but I'm just about the suggestion. What is worried is, if you talk about it with an individual, I guess they wanted to pass over the official ways of getting the budget or getting money for these communities that they wanted from the, but they didn't want to do it through the parties. Usually, you know, if you belong to a party, the party gets funding for their constituencies, and they were sort of going around about way, seems to me, what's going on here. And the Rebbe says that if there is no if you just talk with somebody individually and it's not officially corrected, so the Rebbe says, who would be able to tell them what to do if they change the conditions and the ways? I mean, is this reliable? And is this something that you can trust them? Again, I'm not sure. So the Rebbe says, if they agree to speak to with some a group of religious people, that means a group, that means that it's a body that they must take into consideration. It's not just like one person. But so there are, so in other words, if that is so satisfactory, they were looking, I guess, to pass over any of the parties, but there are organized group of religious people, and then they would have to sort of go along with the requirements, and there's many such bodies. Why should they not just go with them? And the reason, I guess, they came to Rabbi Lando, they say they don't want to deal with any party lines and things like that. So the Rebbe says, this argument of party lines, the Rebbe says, I believe, Kemeduma, that there must be bodies that are non-partisan. They're not politically belonging to parties. As, for example, there's a group of shuls, similar, the Rebbe brings down there's an organization in which Rav Zaks of Yerushalayim is interesting himself. The Baal Habas of the hotel over there. So, I mean, I guess I'm having a hard time because I don't know exactly what's going on over there. But the Rebbe says, why are they coming and they're not going to some framework which is already there and party lines? Okay, there's non-party organization. They'll have more force because it's organized. However, the Rebbe says, it's understand, despite all of our worries, but there's also the question, as you write, in the meantime, we can save several settlements from anti-religious influences, at least a certain portion in these settlements, because they're going to permit that there should come a representative and a religious counselor. So the Rebbe says there, I guess what they wanted was something that they should be able to influence them positively and to let through this opportunity because of the worries that we have. That's also, losing the opportunity to bring a positive or religious influence. But the Rebbe says to do that, we don't need to create the new matters. If they will publicize and they'll announce that they have an open door to be visited by religious people, rabbis, and similar, and make it very clear that there should be no party lines over there. So I'm sure you'll be able to find many rabbis, educators, counselors that are religious that will utilize the opportunity to visit there. So the Rebbe said, why make a whole new... Apparently they wanted to make something new so that they'll get... the Rebbe's going one step further than two steps back. He's saying, we don't want to lose the opportunity, but why not to lose the opportunity? Do we have to create a whole new thing? Why don't we just allow for people to come there to be influenced? On the other hand, the Rebbe says, and notwithstanding all the worries, but the fact that they spoke to you, they didn't talk to you, that you are a representative of any movement. That means that what you say in your activities, they won't be able to utilize it in a way to wage war against a religious party, because you're not representing, you're not representing any party or anything. So the Rebbe says, you should try to find, utilize this discussion to do something a little bit right there on the spot. Rebbe doesn't want to lose this opportunity that opened up. And the Rebbe says, what I mean is to come with specific details, demands, as it relates to specific settlements that have missing in the budget that they need for religious needs, and similar to that. So the Rebbe wants him to try to get some funding for those places that are lacking for now. So the Rebbe says, since they are interested to continue the discussion over here, the give and take, so there is room to say that they are going to fulfill these expectations, these demands. So the Rebbe says, you'll see how they respond, how they feel, and how the community reacts to it from the right and from the left, that will certainly clarify the situation. Okay, anyways, the Rebbe is like, some big opportunity opened up, but always worry what's behind it and how it's going to play out or what it means. But without knowing the details, you got to look up and find out historically what happened with it. And the Rebbe says, by the way, I think the Rebbe says that there are several Rabbonim that are members of the party. I think one's name is Rav Feldman, and also one of the Yemenite rabbis. And so the Rebbe says, I'm interested. Do you explain to them why don't they use in the above for this purpose? Why don't they use this Rav Feldman and or the Yemenite rabbis? Something the Rebbe says that they can use them. Again, struggling to understand what's going on is. And then, okay, anyway, so this is something which they spoke to Rabbi Landau. They made him a suggestion over here. And they're trying to figure out what to do with this opportunity. He wrote to the Rebbe several of his concerns. The Rebbe is adding a concern that if it's not official, who's going to make sure that they stick to the condition? And not to, but also on the other hand, we don't want to lose the opportunity. Maybe it doesn't mean that you have to start a whole new thing. Maybe just say, they should just let in the people, you know, and say there's an open door now, people can come. Rebbe also talk about, they also have some, a Rabbi Feldman and a Yemenite rabbis, why aren't they? Anyway, so it's not clear. But the Rebbe goes over, and by the way, that the Rebbe goes over in another point, that he wrote to the Rebbe that there is a strange attitude, sort of a lazy attitude, etc. And the Rebbe says, to my great dismay, because of our great sins, the attitude is shocking, even more than what they related to you, and more than you mentioned in your letter. And the Rebbe said, we just read that letter, I wrote to one of the activists in the Holy Land, I think to Yitzchak HaRachbi, that was the letter, Tibonin lately. And he is a member of a party which is called a religious party. And the Rebbe is decrying or complaining about that they do not do things for Yiddishkeit. They're so busy, these religious parties whose function should be religious, should be promoting Yiddishkeit in the Rebbe says, it is to my great pain, and this is damaging for each and every one of the Jewish people. The religious activists are occupying themselves and they're not fulfilling their jobs. They're not doing what they're supposed to. They compete with the non-religious activists in matters that have no connection to religion. And each one convinces themselves, they convince their conscience that they had fulfilled their obligation, because in competing with the non-religious activist. And the matters of religions have been neglected, and the negligence keeps on going and growing, God forbid. And who knows, Achrisam Yishunan, who knows at the end what's going to, who can even imagine what's going to happen at the end? If there's not going to be a main change in the conduct of the religious parties, their rabbis, etc., The Rebbe is not happy the way they are not really actively promoting and helping Yiddishkeit busy with all good things, with other things, but not with their main function, which is to perpetuate and strengthen Yiddishkeit. So now, the Rebbe says, in order to not to be responsible in the steps that you'll take, what we talked about in the beginning of the letter, how to approach with these, with that suggestion, the Rebbe says, perhaps it's fitting that even the Hasidim, the Anash, shouldn't know about that which we have written here, so that the things will remain sort of quiet until the time would come. And the Rebbe says, Bracha. The Rebbe was worried even, and the Rebbe's signature. The Rebbe was worried about even, people are going to say that the Rebbe said this, and this is, so the Rebbe says, you have to take your steps. Don't share with anybody. The Rebbe asks him not to share with anybody what the Rebbe is suggesting, and the Rebbe's worries, and the Rebbe's concern. And the letter we learned before was in 5009, in which the Rebbe was very, very strongly also, the Rebbe writes over there that to this Yitzchak HaRachbi, that why people are so negligent and they don't pay attention, they don't do spread Yiddishkeit, I guess, despite all the opportunities that is to them. It's a very strong letter, as we learned earlier, so, but that's before.